like a few minutes for meditation and contemplation about today, which is today is a very important day in the church. Today is a very important day in our church, where Jesus Christ, who was institute the foundation of the communion. As he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. And today it's very important because it's different. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, he instituted the communion and Eucharist, not in the beginning of his life of preaching and his mission. No, he did that by the end of the life, exactly few days or one day or the same day, we can say, before his crucifixion. Then the last day in his mission, Jesus Christ gave us an example to do exactly what he did. And before going to the Last Supper, I will recap and resume what happened during the last week. As I said before, on Sunday, Jesus Christ, he was trying to reveal himself during the whole week. He tried to reveal himself exactly like he tried to preach it during 3.5 years. And finally, like exactly before the exam, he tried to recap and do a small resume. Who am I? In 7 days or 6 days only, he tried to resume that and tried to reveal himself to everybody during these days. The first day, it was on Sunday, when he was, by exactly, he said, I am. He said, I am 7 times. And every day, he said, I am. And every day, in Gospel of St. John, he said, I am. That's why every day he tried to reveal himself to the people. The first day he was in the resurrection of, or we can say, in the miracle of Lazarus. He started by, I am the resurrection. He started by, I am the resurrection, and ended by, I am the resurrection again. Then he started by, I am resurrection, when he did the miracle of Lazarus. And the last day also too, he did the same, and he rose from the dead. The second day was when he go to Jerusalem. And he said, I am the shepherd, please follow me. Please follow me, I am the shepherd of everyone. That's why you are the sheep and I am the shepherd, and you have to follow my steps. And he entered to Jerusalem with rejoice. And he said exactly, God, we are very happy that you will come to my heart. This is give us the rejoice. And the third day was Monday, and he saw a fig tree. And he what happened? He saw the hypocrisy. And this is he tried to tell us, okay, I am the true vine. Do the same as me. I am the true vine. Then the first day, I am the resurrection. The second day was, I am the shepherd. The third day he was, I am the true vine. Follow me also too. I am the tree, the right tree, the righteous tree. Not do like the fig tree. In outside, it seems like it's good. It seems like very good. Exactly like I'm coming to the church and all the time, but the problem is inside me, it's different than outside. One day, Ezekiel, God said to him, go and see what happened inside the altar or inside the house of God. Then he came back to God and he said, it's amazing. They are chanting, they are doing hymns, they are doing everything. Everything, it's managed. Everything, it's good. You can't imagine how it's beautiful, God. Then God said, no, you are wrong. I will open your eyes to see the heart. And he saw the heart black. Then the problem is a hypocrisy. If this, that's why he said, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. And also on the same day, because he is the true vine, he went inside the temple and he cleaned everything. And that said, I am the true vine. I am the source. Don't be hypocrisy. Then after that, the fourth day, he was inside the temple and the house of God, and he tried and he started to preach. God, at this day, especially on Tuesday morning, in the 11th hour, we say, Pikos Thronos, Kursik Ya Allah. This is only we are saying during the Holy Week twice, Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday and Friday. And Kursik Ya Allah, on the throne of God. And why you are saying that? Because God tried to reveal himself really at this day. And he said, I am the bridegroom. I am the God of God. I am the King of the Kings. He tried to reveal himself when he tried to preach it to everybody. That's why when we listen to the Gospels and we say, Kursik Ya Allah, or Pikos Thronos, or You Throne, oh my God. That's why we are saying that during this, that's why he tried to reveal himself and said, I am the door. I am the door. Go through me. If you wanted to listen, listen to me. I am the door. Go through me. This is on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we saw totally different things. We saw one who betrayed and one who loved. And my question was, who loved before? Like, both of them loved Jesus, or Jesus Christ who loved the both of them, the Judas or Mary? Who loved the first? No, the first was Jesus Christ who loved the first. He gave both of them the same love, maybe more. He showed them the love. He showed them everything. And one, he betrayed. And one, love. One give everything, all the money that she had, and broke it on the feet of Jesus Christ. What happened? This is what I'm doing now. Now he said, I am the light of the world. And during on Wednesday, we are reading many, many readings about the wisdom. And he said, take care about that. Take care about that. You have to be wide enough. You have to know exactly where you are going. Are you betraying? And sometimes we are saying, oh, I'm not like Judas. I'm not like Judas at all. No, I am sometimes. I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I am like Judas because I'm not listening to him. I'm betraying him. My priorities, it's different than him. That's why I am like Judas sometimes. But I wanted to be like Mary, who broke the alabaster on his feet. And on this day also too, a night, Wednesday night, we are seeing different also to him. And we already say it this morning. It's Avicii known. Okay, Avicii known, I will tell you exactly in English what is exactly written here. This is we are seeing in the first hour. We are seeing in the first hour, Avicii known. He say like that in the psalm. His words were softened above oil, and they are arrows. For if any enemy reviled me, I would have endured it. And if one hating me boasted against me, I would have hidden from him. He was talking about Judas. And the problem that the same hymn or the same tone of Pikos Thronos with the throne of God, we are talking about God, the same tones we are singing, the same tone with Avicii known. And I was, from a few years ago, I was surprised why we are singing the same tone. Why we are saying for the throne of God, Pikos Thronos, and the same one we are saying the same tone for Judas. And here is the wisdom of our church. Exactly say, sometimes you are listening to, for example, like a voice, and you expect or assume it's a voice from God, but it is not. It's a voice from the serpent. The same voice, sometimes you see, for example, if I'm talking about myself, I'm serving. I'm serving inside the church. And serve and serve. Go there and visit the people and come to serve here and be the first here, for example, first one to come to the church here. But I'm not doing the same. I have no relationship with God inside me. Where is my relationship? I'm here inside the church all the time. I'm serving the people outside. But there is no relationship between me and between him. And so what? This is the hypocrisy. That's why this is the same tone. The same tone that I have. Picus thronos, which is the throne of God. And also aphechinon, which is like for Judas. Take care about the different. That's why you have to be wise enough. You have to listen very good. This is the fight between, a war between the right and the bad. This is very important to know. That's why how the beautiful of our church and our hymns too. This is on Wednesday night. And he said on Wednesday, that's why we said on Wednesday, I am the light. Follow me, I am the light. If you listen to me, listen to my words, I will enlighten your word, as we listened yesterday night to the sermon about the light. And finally, it was today. And come today, it is like when he said, I am the bread. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, what he did. He had a bread on his hands. And before the crucifixion, he crucified himself before. Then as if he crucified himself twice, one on Thursday and one on Friday. And why he knew that? Why he didn't do, for example, at any day, he tried to say, for example, okay, I will ascend to the heaven. I will ascend to the heaven and do like what I will do, for example, broke the bread and this is my body. No, he didn't do that. He broke the bread and he said, take, this is my body and his present, as if he is giving his body to the disciples. And he said, do the same. Then when we are going to inside the altar to take the communion, we are taking the body when the priest said, this is the holy body, and all the deacons and the congregation said, we are worship to your holy body. It's a present of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ said, he will give the disciple at that time his body. And he said, this is my body. Then he tried to reveal himself. He said, I am here and this is my body. Then every time I come to the church and I take the communion, he's exactly, Jesus Christ is inside the altar. He said, I am here, take my body and take my blood. And also, if I go through all the Old Testament, God tried to reveal himself about that he will give us his body later. For example, he said about the tree of life when Adam and Eve, he fall. And after that, he said, also he gave to the people of Israel the manna from the heaven. And he said, this is also a symbol of my body, the communion later. Also the sacrifice of sin. He tried to said, this is also the sacrifice. I will be the last one. I will be the last sacrifice. For example, the sacrifice of sin, they have to chew it without blemish. A young male examined 4 days. Jesus Christ was staying in the house for 4 days. Slain in public, roasted in fire. None of its bone was to broken. The blood of the lamb was placed on the doorpost, which is the doorpost. This is one exactly the cross. And also, it's another symbol. It was in the Old Testament, which is the sacrifice of Isaac. And we will listen today, especially today, for the fraction, we will listen to the fraction of Isaac. The sacrifice of Isaac, it's the same exactly as the sacrifice of Jesus Christ when he said, I will read for you Saint Cyril of Jerusalem. He said, Jesus Christ, by his own will, once changed water into wine at Cana of Galilee. So why should we not believe that he can change wine into blood? We should therefore have full assurance that we are sharing in the body and blood of Christ. For in the type of bread, its body is given to you, and in the type of wine, his blood is given to you, so that by partaking of the blood of the body of and blood of Christ, you may become of one body and one blood with him. That's why Jesus Christ, he gave us his body and also his blood. And another thing which is very important to know, what we have to learn from today also too. You know that exactly what happened before Jesus Christ gave his body and his blood to the disciples. He said, I will wash your feet at first. Please give your feet like, and he opened the sandals. What does it mean? I opened the sandals and he cleaned it. When I come to the church and I have to purify myself, I have to remove everything, all the dust that I have from outside the world, I have to remove it and come pure to the church. I have to come to the church without anything, without any dust. I have to take the communion, and that's it. Also, Jesus Christ said, take it. What does it mean? It's an order. It's not an option. Even, for example, I feel I'm not worthy. It's like me. I'm not worthy to take the communion also too. But because his love, that's why he said, he ordered me. He ordered to take the communion. He ordered before Adam. And he said to Adam, you know what? Don't eat. And after years, thousands of years, he said, eat. Because Adam, when he ate, he fell. And his body, it's not pure. It's corrupt, incorrupted. Now I'm coming back again. And I'm giving my body to purify your body. That's why it's an order. It is not an option. It is not an option. It's an order. That's why he said. Also, 2 days is different if you take the gospel, the Bible, 2 days different in over the world. One, the day of the flood. The first day, very important, is the flood. Why? But after the flood, what happened? God said to Noah, I will do a covenant with you. I will never do that again. And I will give you a rainbow. It's a symbol of the peace. I will never do that again to you. And it was the covenant of to be sure that the humanity will continue on the earth. And the second day, which is very important too, it's today. It's another covenant between God and between us. I will give you the body and I will ensure your life to the eternal life. Then only in the flood, it was a word, a covenant with all the people that we will live on the earth. And today, it's another covenant to ensure our life in the eternal life. It's totally different. Then because that's why we have, when we come to the church, I have also to understand that I have to remove all the dust that I have. I have to remove the sandals it means the dust from my life before come to the church. I have to forget what I have. For example, the pressures, the stress, the life outside, everything, I have to remove it. And I come to the church, I'm only talking to him. And the second thing, which is very important also too, he washed the feet of Judas. And I was surprised also too, why you do that? Why you are doing that, Jesus? Why you are doing that? Why you are washing? And you know that he will betray, he already betrayed you. Why you are doing that? He said, because I forgive. Even he's doing that, but I will show him also the love. And this is also two things I have to, I have to learn two lessons from this point. Number one, I know that Jesus Christ is forgive me. He forgives everything. Whatever what I'm doing, he forgives. But I have to show him also too. I have to repent. I have to come and repent under the feet of the cross. Then the first thing that I know 100% that Jesus Christ is forgiving me. The second point, which is very important, I have to forgive also to others. I have to forgive. I can't come to the church. I can't come to the communion and take the communion. And I have something in my heart. I can't. As I am removing the dust, as I'm removing the sandals, as I'm removing everything, I have also to remove the hate or whatever inside my heart to anybody. This is very important to know before coming to the church, because I don't want to go more than that. Then be sure to understand that when we are taking the communion, listen today also to the fraction of Isaac, because it's a symbol of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And also understand that the presence of Jesus Christ, and as if, not as if, it's exactly Jesus Christ, he is here on inside the altar. And he is giving me his blood and his body. That's why he said before, take it and eat it. Eat my body and drink my blood. And it's exactly what the priest is doing inside. It's the same. He's saying, maybe I'm saying that by my tongue, but in reality, it's Jesus Christ who is saying that to me before you. That's why we have to understand that we are taking the real body of Christ and the true blood of Jesus Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.